Very articulate, so using lots of tongue, lots of articulators, but then the mi, very legato and dark. Everyone say me.
Me.
It's me.
Me.
Now say mu.
Mu.
Keep that shape and say me.
Me.
That's the kind of darkness we need for Beethoven in general for Glenn, that oval shape covered sound. E major. Mi no mi no mi no mi no mi.
Mi no mi no mi no mi no mi. Mi no mi no mi no mi no mi.
Good posture, stick it tall and up.
Mi no mi no mi no mi no mi.
Money ma
and
money 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 ma. Oh, very dark.
Money 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 ma.
Get that tongue together.
Money money.
Dark circle. I love.
I love.
Yeah, that's the face. Get used to keeping that face. Smiling inside, dark on the outside. That's the
pitch
level.
I love to sing. Ah. I love
with me. And
come.
So forth. Let's start right if we can, right away singing Jeremiah. Oh, could you all please welcome back our regular accompanist, Dr. Jeremiah? Yay! Jeremiah, right at 8:55. Just speaking. One and two and T and go.
Zeitung schlugen, Millionen, diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
One and
der ganzen Welt.
Und
Brüder.
You see where that T goes? It's right on that rest base. Okay, start again. Let's do more Sprechstimme. So speak as you would sing it. Not Zeitung schlugen, Millionen, but Zeitung schlugen, Millionen, diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. Lots of diction, lots of mouth movement. Okay, same spot, speaking. One and two and T and go.
Zeitung schlugen, Millionen, diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. Der ganzen Welt. Brüder, überstecken, selbst ist ein lieber Vater, wohnen, ein lieber Vater, wohnen. Zeitung schlugen,
vor.
Zeitung schlugen, diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. Der ganzen Welt.
Separated, right? We're basically treating it like quarter note, quarter rest for all of those there. Start right at 880, speaking. Diesen Kuss der. Way more accent on these notes. It'd be like a really, really loud march. Just speaking to add.
Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt, der ganzen Welt, der ganzen Welt. Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt, der ganzen Welt, der ganzen Welt.
Right there. We need a break in between Talk Der Aus and Elysium. It's a very quick shift. When you initially sing the talk at 9:15, we're still in the fast tempo. At 9:16, you're still holding that all bow, but you have to watch Mastro to get Ter Aus break. Elysium. Could you write over the word Elysium, dark and lovely? There's this hair product that my mom used to use called Dark and Lovely. And that's what this has to be here. Elysium. Just say that. And I am diminuending just a bit on the li, so the z lines up. So, Elysium.
Elysium.
Excellent. Go back, please, to 9:05. Just speak. Oh, sorry, 9:04. The Freud. Everyone say Freud.
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 I'm going to give you a beat. You say Freud on the beat. And one, two, three.
Fire!
Start the F early. One, two, three.
Fire!
That's the idea. It has to be a much earlier F and emphasize the oi, not Freude, Freude, Freude. Speaking at 9:04 in tempo. One and two and T and go.
Freude! Freude! Schöne Gertrude! Schöne Gertrude!
And then you can explode there. It's got to be that big of a dynamic change from the total fortissimo, talk der aus, pianissimo, and then Freud back into it. Let's sing all of that from the beginning of the presto section again. Right at 8:51, please. 8:51, Jeremiah. How do we sing this section, choir? Well articulated, right? We still have the darkness, but lots of articulation. Teeth, tongue, let that do a lot of the work here. Okay. Right there at 7:95. Here's your E natural. Right there. We're at 120, so. Yeah, I need scale. Dark vowels and way more consonants. Dumb and somber. Spit it out, but keep the vowels dark, okay? Two T. Measure 8:10. Play with that, okay? Just sopranos right there. The men is forte, the shen is piano. Right there. And men. it's slower than you think. Start right up there on 812. Here's the E to soprano. Right on T there. Okay. Everyone, did you get that dynamic marking at 810? The men is still fortissimo or forte. Shen, piano. And a little crescendo as well. Could you all just speak, please, starting at right on 802? And play a company while you see. Okay. Right at 802. Strenge get tight. Just speaking. One and two and T and four.
Strenge tight.
And a couple others have alluded to this. Our air, Bruder, vowel is too dark. We're doing Bruder right now. It should be Bruder, and more of an and sound on those, okay? Speaking again from 802, Streng. Just speaking, one and two and T and go.
Streng, can you touch? If you're a middle, either bass or tenor, could you raise your hand? Okay, you're all here. Yeah, Colin, you want to be maybe over here. Yeah, even though it's just there, so the part is together, if you can. We do three part. And then the lows, raise your hands. Okay, cool. That should be fine. Okay. Everyone, please, starting. Oh, the big part. Let's just do the big part if we can. Starting right at 529.
And a reminder, even though this is a very recognizable part, Freude, Schöne, Götter, Oaken, Tochter, Haus, Elysium, they always have direction to the ends of those phrases. Here's 529. Oh, this is before they come in. Sorry, Jeremiah, your piano part. Still here, don't give away anything. Take a big breath now. Two and three. You have this habit of coming in really strong, then all your eyes go down and we get slower. So you've got to keep that tempo, okay? How about just two measures before you come in? 541. I love to hear Freud. The F can start in the middle of 542 for all I care. Okay? Here's 541. F. Freud,
thank you.
drama moment here, if we can. We're going to do the messa di voce, that's the crescendo, decrescendo on the ear. I want you to break before Stutz. It'll sound like this. Clear break of sound, then we all do Stutz together, very softly. Can you speak that? 631? Just speak it. Try it again. Clear crescendo and decrescendo before the cutoff. How many beats do you have for that? Stutz. Only four, really, because we're cutting that quarter note before it as a rest before Stutz. Yeah. Try it again, speaking. Can you do Stutz knee there even softer? It's perfect. Keep it dark and start piano. Yeah. Oh, if you sing it that way, it's going to be lovely. Sing it now this time. 631. Play the beat. Piano to mezzo piano. Don't get too loud on that crescendo, okay? Try it again, same spot. The beat before you come in. Go back to 631. Ear Stutz Nied again with that beautiful break that you did. 631. Here's your notes. Keep it dark and break with me. very, very random flat ninth in the piano there. Now, sopranos, it's in tune, it's just unbalanced right now. I could use about three more voices on that lower E part, if I can. Soprano ones, who's singing the G there? Soprano two, singing the E. Oh, yeah, we need a lot more of that. Marielle and Lynn. Jump just for that part. Go to the E natural if you can. Okay? Everyone, please go back to vent. 638. Keep the darkness, keep the diction. Right on the balance. At. Vent! Questions I missed. Colin?
Just about the end of 646.
646.
I had marked there the last half note that we did be presented.
We do. And I was trying to show that, actually. I'm going to let Maestro take the charge of that when he gets here, but it should be boned. Because the word is boned that way. And Makiba? Maestro really doesn't want breaks after mus in general, so let's take that out. Same for tenor and bass, 653. Don't break after that mus, just keep it all one line. But sopranos, please make sure we get that first rhythm. One. We're very duple against the orchestra's triplets there. Could we start right before? That was much better balance, by the way. Maybe softer, just so it's like, you know, true pianissimo there. Jeremiah, second beat of 647. Second beat, 647. Breathe now.
Oh,
because it goes high doesn't mean it gets slower. Okay, we got much quicker there. Let's go to the end of the fugue one last time to check something into that transition. This whole section, your piano, the whole time bass. Tenor, when you come in, you start the crescendo. Nestu, densha, favel. You're at mezzo piano. Everyone, so mezzo forte. It's one long crescendo from bassist entrance all the way to the end of that line. Start for me, please. It's hard to start a fugue somewhere. Do the fugue again. Show it. Yeah. My supposed to talk about that one again. Fugue again, please. Alto. That entrance. Woo! I'd pay money for that. I think our U vowels can be way darker. Schlungen. Well, thank you. You agree with that, Alex? Yeah. Zeit Everyone say Zeit
Zeit
Schlungen.
Schlungen.
Yeah, we really have to get the U there. Here we go. You, and then we're going to go on to that next section. Stay with me, please. Tempo. And then you just open up to the side. Take some voices away because it cannot be vibrato on that last note. Breathe in, breathe out. Turn to a neighbor and say, I can do more of this. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. And to get an accurate capture and picture of where our choir is, we'll be doing the city.
summer.
You did what?
Listening, meaning you're all going to submit a recording to me, and I'm going to listen to that, and that's how I will base voice parts and seating, picking for select ensembles in the future. Your listening assignment is going to be the first 65 measures of the Dies Irae in Verdi Requiem. That whole part there on your own voice part. Resources will be provided so you know exactly what I'm listening for, what to focus on in your recordings. These must be video recordings as well, and Sarah will talk about that process in a second. But this is a good chance to write this down, start listening to it. Stephanie has mentioned Cyberbase a thousand times, and this is a great chance to utilize that to learn these notes on your own. This is the first 65 or so measures of the Dies Irae. Sarah, tell us more.
So, we are going to borrow from what we do for video but auditions from other parts of our organization, and you guys are going to submit it as a video. Because there are so many of you, Ash cannot do that all in person. So we're going to have a deadline for the video to be July 22nd or 3rd, so we're not going to one, but it is in the memo that will go out on Friday. And that is the first thing. So Ash has all of these and has spent the 4 weeks of singing and listening, so that when we come in part four, first rehearsal will be able to tell you, this is the voice that we have this season, when we divide, year one, year two, middle, high, low. But you're going to get a whole list of instructions. It'll be a document that we send to you that will tell you just kind of the guidelines of how to do the video. It does not need to be super high quality. Your iPhone or general smartphone can do it. The thing you want is clear sound. That means your mic needs to be open when you record it. That means it needs to be on a stable surface. You can also do it on your computer if you feel comfortable. It does not need to be high quality. It just needs to have your head, bust up so I can see you singing, and it needs to have audio that is good quality. Again, it can be done on your phone. It is done all the time for the other part of our organization that does video auditions very successfully on your phone. If you don't, we don't get a good video, that's fine. Actually reach out individually and set up times for anything, but that should not be your default. I gave you a lot of instructions on how to do it. It is easy to do on your phone. If you have a computer that has Skype or anything on it, you can also just but a video program, you can also use that to do it. You will upload it to YouTube unlisted, and then I have a Google form that you will be linked to in the document, and you will just submit it that way by the 22nd. I want to be clear, as Ash said, this is a listening of the chorus. It is a tool for him to know what his chorus sounds like, and possibly a tool for Maestro to know what the chorus sounds like. It is not an audition. No one will be removed from the chorus from it. It is so Ash can know as we go into next season with limited spots what he needs to fill, and then should we get Bocelli or Gallo or anything like that again, we don't have to take rehearsal time from him to select the chorus. We just have to select your availability, and then based on the listening, he'll select the chorus.
I think it's also important to know that when I took over this chorus in 2022, I think it was, there were about 27 members, and now we're at this. So I'm due for listening. I'm due for a chance to hear you all and just see where we are. Some of the altos have become sopranos out of need. Some sopranos became altos. So this will be a chance to re-clarify those parts if you, you know, plan to make a shift. Karen?
Would you repeat the deadline date? I
could
not get it
written down. It will be sent to you on Friday. I'm going to make a lovely memo that will also get posted to the bulletin board and a permanent place on the course. So you do not have to worry about it. Actually, I've spent the last 2 weeks making sure it's clear, everything is in place, so we can launch it. Yes.
Will there be auditions in addition?
There will be auditions in addition to that. After Bocelli, I will be updating our website. Part of auditions for incoming members will be this selection, so that as Ash is selecting, he's selecting from similar the same piece as he just balanced the course.
And then I'll know what numbers I have to fill within the part as well.
So yes, there will be. It will go on our website. I just don't have capacity to do that until after we're done.
Right. Yeah, we're busy right now.
Slightly different question than this, but about concert or symphony stuff.
Hold. If it's not about this, hold that for a second.
I assume you want this off the fellow.
There are instructions and you can read them.
No.
You will be using our lovely
Cyberbase.
Cyberbase.
You'll be singing with the Cyberbase.
Every day. done. other things that I have that are logistics for the next 3 weeks. Dress is our standard concert dress for whether you are on gala or Beethoven. Same dress, same thing. Bocelli, check your dress, it is less. Reminder, in the Paramount, you need to, for shoes, we look at your safety over it being black. Because we are on risers that are not safe. Bocelli, black. You are on regular standard riser material, black. What that also means, for those of you who are guessing on our system, dress rehearsal for us is not dress in concert dress. Dress is in show order, as close as possible, with the show run as you can. So minimal notes, minimal walking through things. You do not need to dress. Just so you are all aware. If you want to, you're welcome to, but you don't have to be.
Right.
A reminder to everyone, perfumes or scents of any kind are not allowed when we go into the Paramount. It is in our union, our orchestra CPA. It should be courtesy that we don't do this, of course, for us fellow members who are allergic to scents or have sensitivity to scents. But it is not allowed on the Paramount stage. We will remove you if you have something that is too strong of a scent. So please do not have that. That is not just perfumes. Consider your lotions that you put on. Some of them are sensitive. Our scents. Yes. Bathe in very, very, very close quarters. Have some deodorant. Be kind to the people around you. Paramount stage, the other thing about it is when Paramount stage does get hot, have water. It gets very hot. That is an old stage with non-LED lights. It gets hot, have water. Also have deodorant for that reason. Logistics for gala were sent out to you earlier today. Have any questions? Ask them. The call is 4:30. Parking is in that email. Also, we will deal with the rest of the gala when we just have gala singers. Logistics for concert has been included in your memos as far as we have them. I believe everything is in there.
Oh, I have one thing to say about that. Too many people were late to the rehearsal calls at Paramount for Here I Stand. I believe it's 6:30 call time for these. That is not your parking your car or walking in at 6:30. You should aim to get there at 6:15. It takes time to park. It takes time to get through security. We need to have a good downbeat at 6:30 so we can rehearse for a full about an hour before we get to the stage with Maestro. Okay?
Also, a reminder, our dress rehearsals and our rehearsals for Paramount are closed. We're not allowed to bring in guests. They are closed. They will not be allowed in if they are not on our list. That's all I have.
We have a few more singers still to join us, more in the tenor section, so we'll fill out those rows for sure. Barbara has announced that, I believe.
What's your question, sorry?
I have a black dress that I've sort of outgrown somehow. It's short sleeve, if you wear a long sleeve top over it, you're good to go. Anybody need one? Just holler. The other is popcorn in the auditorium. A friend of mine has...
We do not have control over any of the snacks in the auditorium that is Paramount.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. And it's not something, unless you want to buy other concessions to control what they have.
Yes. Yes. Barbara?
So tonight was the last night for the bassist to have to set up chairs. That I would, yes, not till next fall again. But I would like to remind everyone, particularly our visitors, that everyone is responsible for folding their chair at the end of rehearsal and putting it on that rack, or if you sit on this half of the room, putting it on the stage. We don't have paid staff doing that. We just have ourselves.
Amen. Yeah.
So one of the things that I think we all looked at is weird. I've never been in this
before. I know.
One of the things that I think we look forward to at the end of the year is our end of the year potluck and our time to thank everybody. And it's not going to be able to happen this year because of the Bocelli. So instead, we'd like to know how many people would come to a gathering on June 28th at Drake's. Drake's.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a Saturday, and it starts at 3 o'clock. And although we're sort of looking at it from...
So Saturday, June 28th at 3 o'clock, the course committee would like to organize a gathering at Drake's. they know what they need to reserve for tables, because if they reserve over a certain amount, it costs money, and that is where people need to show up. Or if not, it's fine. So if you can give a rough hand, if you would attend, would be available June 28th at 3 p.m., Drake's dealership in Oakland.
Real quick, please. We got to get Drake soon. Okay. Keep them up. Thank you. Real quick. Monique is counting. I say about 4 years.
Okay, so and understand.
Details, if it happens, will be sent out. This is just an inquiry.
Yeah. Okay, it is currently 8:10. When we come back from break, some important things are happening.